102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 617, sunny and 72 here on this Columbus Day. And, of course, the big noise about the Mets series is the Chase Utley situation with the illegal slide into second base. Joe Torre has given him a suspension for two games. So, in one way, the Mets fans win that way. But the Mets, you know, they lost that game. It was a tough game. It was a momentum changer, that kind of thing. And, of course, you lose your shortstop. Ruben Tejada's out for the rest of the year. It's pretty bad. East End Jeremy's on the line. He's upset. JP is very upset.
He's a Yankee fan.
East End was watching the game. What's going on? What don't you get, Jeremy? Go ahead.
I don't understand why even suspend him. If they didn't call out, he should have been out because you can't interfere with the second baseman like that. Why suspend him? Why not? Because you know why?
Because Joe Torre looked at the tape and he felt that he started the slide late.
Illegal slide.
It was an illegal slide. He felt that
he should have been called out. Should have been called out right there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that really, that's going to, I don't know if it'll change the series. I'm hoping not. I hope it fires up the Mets, but that's BS. I would have loved to see him in the game. I want to see him get, you know, nailed by the ball.
That'll never happen.
It's like the Piazza bat thing with Clemens. You're not going to see it.
Not in the playoffs. Yeah.
You know?
I know. But that, man, that was the greatest ever, man. That was epic, man.
Let the Mets be winning like 7-0, and then Robles being in relief, throwing 98 miles an hour. He'll stick one in his ear, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, he's not coming back for game four. That's at City Field, right?
Right.
No, he's out for the next two games.
Unless
he still has one home game at New York, correct? Or am I wrong? I'm not sure.
No, there's two home games here. He's out for Utley's out for both.
It's 2-2-1.
Unless he wins his appeal and knocks it down.
If it's so they wouldn't have to deal with this. That's why they did it. They didn't do it because of the illegal slide. They did it because they didn't want him in New York. They didn't want the distraction. That's what they want.
Well, if you listen to Joe Torre,
I don't buy it. I don't buy it. I mean, I hear you. I know what Joe Torre said, but
JP's not buying it.
No, he's not buying it. I'll tell you what, man. If you go back and look at that replay, you look at the slow motion.
Yeah.
Tejada's knee hits Utley in the side of the face so hard.
Yeah. And then he smashed his head on the ground, too, after
that. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I know. I just would have the team at home and the Mets react and everybody, you know. That would be great.
I'll tell you this, and I don't care what anybody says, I want Chase Utley on my team. I want a guy that's going to go in and do whatever it takes to win. And you know what? Make no mistake about it. Chase Utley won that game for the Dodgers.
Yeah, no doubt. That's why I said, they won there. It might have changed the series for them right there.
Thanks, Jeremy. Well, it might have changed the series. That remains to be seen.
And Matt Harvey talking all tough like there's going to be retaliation. Right. No, there's not. Shut up. You know there's not going to be. You're not going to get Chase Utley up at that first at-bat and you hit him and risk getting thrown out. Because then what happens? You look like a bigger dick to the New York fans because now you made it all about you.
Right. You can't give up any hope for your team. I mean, you're the guy tonight.
This is like on Facebook. You know, Steve from Smithdale. He's got to go in and give him a heat to the head and hit him in the head with the hardest pitch he's got. Shut up. No, he's not. It's the playoffs. It's not April, you schmuck.
Right. It's not a regular season game where he can get tossed and nobody cares and it's about retribution. So you gotta wait.
Harvey better pitch his ass off tonight. He better pitch his ass off.
6:21.
Oh, you know what? Brett got the did you see Brewer's video?
I didn't know.
Brewer went off.
Comedian Jim Brewer.
Yeah, he went off on him, on Utley.
Good. All right, we'll hear from him right now. Ted has a Rhodes.
So, vehicle purchase dealer. 6:24,
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP.
Something that, before we get to Brewer, real quick, that East End Jeremy had said they suspended, he thinks they suspended Utley because they don't want to deal with it.
Mm.
I'll tell you who wants to deal with it. TBS.
Yep.
Because if Chase Utley's in that game tonight, those ratings are definitely higher.
They're going to get more tune-ins just because it's got a little tension now. Between, you know, if you're not interested, now you might be interested. Who knows what happens? Who knows what breaks out? Everybody hoping for a brawl.
Yeah. Here's Brewer. Brewer was, and this is backstage in his dressing room after his show. He's reacting to the Chase Utley. You know how he does all those videos every game. The day before when the Mets won, he was making his Facebook video about the Mets winning on stage with his audience in Chicago. It was really cool. This is the next night. He's in his dressing room a little more quiet.
That was a tough loss. But I think no matter what the loss, I can speak for all Met fans. You are scum, Chase Utley. We still could have scored more, but Chase Utley, you're scum. And you're a target. That was gross what you did. You're gross. And I've lost all respect for you as a human. Shame on you. You're a pig. Let's get a Monday. Let's go Mets. Tejada, thanks for a great season. We'll come back, and we'll come back hard.
Wow. He calls him a pig. Well,
he's a target. Stop it.
626, sunny and 72, 102.3 WBAB. You must be around. 2.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP is 6:29.
How can you retaliate now, Ted?
We're just talking about Chase Utley and Tejada and the Mets.
First off, we have to see if what the ruling is going to be this afternoon. He's going to appeal.
He can appeal all he wants. They're going to uphold that.
I could see them making it one game instead of two, and then they make everybody happy.
Looking to make anybody happy. You got a guy with a broken leg.
But I think the Mets have to send some kind of a message. In the past, when this has happened to the Mets, like, you know, the bat-throwing incident with the Yankees, I mean, the Mets did nothing. You know, they tried to take the high road, and then look where that got them.
Yeah, but you can't do it now.
You can't. Well,
you're in the playoffs, dude.
No, because the first time you hit somebody in the game, then both benches will get worn. So you could drill a guy, and then both benches will get worn.
You don't think they've already talked to them?
I don't think
they're going to say word one before this game starts?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
Of course they will.
And that means one wild pitch. What are you going to do? You're going to hit him in the ass with the ball? Ooh.
Or you start somebody who's not one of your top stars. You put him in the game, let him drill somebody, and then bring in the guy who was originally going to start.
Yeah, that'll work.
102.3 WBAB. BAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP at 6:35. Sunny and 72 today on this Columbus Day. If you're just waking up, we were just talking about the Chase Utley hit on Ruben Tejada as he came into second base. Joe Torre announced last night that Utley's been suspended for games 3 and 4, the two here at Citi Field tonight and tomorrow night. Utley will appeal this afternoon and see if he can get it knocked down to one or even to none, but Torre called it a legal slide.
I thought Brett
it does asked, seem like he wouldn't be able
I
to
thought
knock it down.
Brett asked a good question while the music was playing. Mm. Is he allowed to dress?
I don't think so.
Is he allowed to be on the bench?
Yeah, I don't think so. I because otherwise, then, if there's a bench-clearing brawl, he could run on the field. I mean, you can't have him, like, the guy's suspended. He should be in street clothes, like in the locker room, press box, wherever they want to put him.
I gotcha. I tell you, man, when I first saw it, like, in real time, I didn't get it. I didn't see what the big deal was.
It was just so late. You see, his knee doesn't even start to slide till he's at the bag. I mean, that's just way going to the side of the bag doesn't even bother me. And that's people are like, oh, he's out of the base. He's not out of the baseline. He's right next to the bag.
Right,
his hand just was where the bag so was. Late, and that's why his head. You know, you were saying how his head got crushed by the knee to the. It was basically knee to the eye socket.
I can't believe he didn't get knocked out. I swear to God, I can't believe he took a dude. If you watch how hard his face bounces off at the Tejada's knee, and then cracks the ground,
right. If he didn't come in that high,
what?
I was going to say the other thing is the whole instant replay is destroying the game to begin with. First off, the play at second base for 100 years that was an out at second base,
right?
And it's just like insane how now they've changed. Now they're going to change the rules, like they move the goalposts in the middle of the during the season. Now, I mean, in any other time that was an out and it would have been a legal slide. Now next year you'll watch those will all be outlawed. It'll be illegal.
Well, they made the in-the-neighborhood thing to protect, like, Ruben Tejada from exactly this. That's what they used to, because otherwise, you know, you've got to put your foot on the bag. That's how you get your leg snapped.
And they did it with the catchers, too. I mean, go on YouTube and just YouTube the worst call in Major League Baseball history and watch there's a play at the plate, and the guy is clearly out, but because of this new Fugazi rule that they have, where the catcher can't block the plate, they actually, on replay, reverse the call. I think it was with the Marlins.
Just
search YouTube. Yeah, just search YouTube. The worst call in Major League Baseball history. And you see how they've changed the game completely because of replaying the rule with the new play at the plate with the catchers.
What do you want them to do? You said before they should retaliate. How would you think they're going to retaliate? How do you think the Mets were going to do that?
I think send a message, drill somebody.
And what are you going
to get? Who do you want to do that, though, Harvey?
Right.
I think if Harvey did it,
he's going to get thrown out of the game if he does it.
It depends. First off, will there be a warning issue before the game?
Of course there's going to be a warning.
Usually it happens during the game, like
Ted,
the first guy that gets hit.
Ted, I guarantee you before the national anthem, that umpire is going to everybody else and say, look, anybody even thinks about throwing at somebody, you're done. I guarantee there's no way they're going to let that game start and the umpires are just going to, it's just going to be like another game. No way.
And the Mets have enough starters now. I mean, if they lost Harvey.
You're going to make that point with Harvey, you schmuck? How do you do that?
I think you could do it.
You're
absolutely. You've got to do something to send a message.
Yeah, but you're being really emotional about it because you don't want Harvey to go out. He's your ace. Wouldn't you rather win the game than send a message?
It'll fire up the team. I'm telling you, if the team doesn't do something to retain... I mean, now the suspension kind of eases it a little bit, but if the team doesn't do anything, I think it shows a lack of fire on the team overall, kind of like the 2000 Mets. When they didn't retaliate either with the bats or on the field do something after Clemens threw that bat, it was a sign that the team didn't have the fire and the drive to win that
series.
You
know what I would love to see? Before the game starts... He's about to take Wright's about to take the mound. Not Wright. Harvey's about to take the mound. David Wright comes over to the mound and just grabs Harvey by the neck. Boom. You better pitch your balls off. Something like that. The whole crowd goes, you know what I'm saying? Like that. All of a sudden, Harvey gets the look of fear on his face and it just pitches a gem. Something. Because you can't go hitting him. You can't. As much listen.
You
can't,
but you could go into second base and take somebody out. I mean, you'll get a warning, maybe. I don't even know if you get a warning.
And now you're risking one of your own guys hurt? That doesn't make any sense, guys. I get it.
We'll have to wait. You put the emotion to the side.
Something has to happen.
They should kidnap Utley's kid or something.
You can bean him in April.
Take his dog.
6:39, sunny at 72. Here's Ted with the Roads.
Heading out this morning. So far, not doing too badly here. Traffic, of course, lighter than normal on the roads. Lots of people off for Columbus Day, and the Long Island Railroad is looking.